be honest with you, I haven't paid a lot of attention to him and his weapons, you know, worried about what we're going to do and their defense, and that's where my concern is. And we feel pretty good about the weapons we have.
How about their defense? They got some injuries, but they still managed to get to the passer last week.
They did a great job mixing up a very complex blitz package that obviously caused the Ravens some difficulty in recognition, and you know, their half step slow just enough where they were able to generate a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
Your weapons had a pretty good day. I mean, 3 100-yard receivers was the first time, I think, ever. I mean, is that kind of the way you envisioned it when you see the talent of those three guys?
You know, I think that we've got some good players. I think we've got a hell of a scheme. I think we've got a hell of a quarterback, and if we can protect and do the things that we need to do where we can get them into the flow of the game, then I think they're going to be, you know, they'll be a difficult matchup for anybody.
Did a lot of what they did, I mean, it looked like Hakeem was about as healthy as he's been in probably a couple of years. Did you notice from watching the film and watching the end that made a big difference for you guys?
He played well. He played well. I didn't necessarily see it that way, but I thought he, you know, when he ran the ball after the catch very well. He caught the ball well. I thought all three receivers ran after the catch extraordinarily well. So it was great to see. I mean, I think they were. They never lost heart. They never lost the thought that they could win the game. They kept competing as did the entire unit. And as a result, because of the flow of the game, we wound up throwing the ball maybe more than we had necessarily anticipated. But to see them respond the way they did was very encouraging.
On those two screen passes, are they both timing things?
Two different, completely different plays. One's a play-action screen, and you know, you're hoping that the defensive end goes one way or the other. Well, he wound up coming underneath, and you know, we get some inexperienced backs. They're just learning how to play the game, and so they didn't float out. And should have just thrown it into the ground. The other one, the back just turned in. He should have just stayed where he was, and the play would have gone for about 15 or 20 yards. So, in fact, the first one might have gone to the house.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. We threw two interceptions on two screens, which is maybe the first time in 25 years for me in the National Football League, so it wasn't very encouraging. But we got to get that aspect, particularly when you're throwing a ball. That's a, you know, an integral and very complementary part of what you're trying to do. So we got to get the screen game going.
A lot has been made about David Wilson's fumble, but also in the running game, it looked like there was some rust, there were some missed assignments, some meltdowns. I mean, do you feel that that's come along this week in practice? Have you identified and cleaned all that stuff up?
We're trying. You know, we're certainly working at it. I mean, it was. They were stunning and doing a lot of things, and you know, you had two new parts in there for the first time, and it showed. You know, and plus the tight end was new, and the left guard was playing center. So to get the cohesiveness that you need to have to be an effective, efficient running game is you know, takes a little time, and you got to have five guys playing together for a little bit. So hopefully we've ironed out a few of the kinks, and we'll be a little bit better this week with it.
When Boss is healthy, are you almost inclined to keep the unit you have together now, though? I mean, because then it'll be another switch that you kind of have to worry about.
Yeah, it still comes down to the better players. You want your best players out there, and he certainly is one of the five best, so you'd like to put him out there and allow Kevin to get over to the left guard where he and William work together very well.
Last week, Chan Bailey being out was a big story, but they have a lot of young guys in that secondary, not big names, but they really did a pretty good job, and they have in years past. Can you talk a little about what they do in the secondary and some of those young guys and why they're so effective?
You got some athletes that can run, and you look at you know, guys like Torrey Smith weren't running away from who have phenomenal speed, so that was impressive for me. A little bit unnerving to see how well they ran, but it's also part of the package. I think the fact that they were able to generate the pressure on the quarterback and cause him to maybe be not quite as comfortable in the pocket as he probably was the year before. I think that was all part of it. They really did a nice job with their blitz package.